Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 28 degrees. One person is dead following a house fire Monday in Hutchinson at 56th Street and Old K61 Highway. Firefighters found a small house full of flames and the roof collapsed. Crews fought the fire from outside the home. While fighting the blaze, firefighters learned someone might be inside the home. After the fire was put out and debris removed, one person was found dead. The person's name has not been released. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will hold a second reading on an ordinance calling for a public vote on a 1% city sales tax increase. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Last week, the council unanimously voted to allow the sales tax vote to be up to the hands of the individuals here in our community. So it will be the second reading of that sales tax.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. Nick Reiner will be making first court appearance later today to answer to charges that he was behind the grisly murder of his dad, director and actor Rob Reiner, and his mom, Michelle. Fox's Matt Finn has an update from Brentwood, California.
Police say Nick murdered his mother and father, Rob and Michelle Reiner, at their home here in Brentwood. Now, video from the scene here shows relatives on site following the tragedy. The Los Angeles police chief confirmed that Rob Reiner's son, Nick, was booked on a murder charge. Now, initially, the chief said Nick was being held on $4 million bail, but now his status has been changed to no bail. 32-year-old Nick Reiner spoke openly about his struggles with drug addiction and homelessness. Law enforcement sources say there was no sign of forced entry here and that it appears the two died of knife wounds.
The investigation continues into Sunday's anti-Semitic terrorist attack on a Hanukkah festival on Australia's Bondi Beach that left at least 15 people dead. An update from Fox's Stephanie Bennett.
We're learning more information about the two suspects, a father and son. Officials say the 24-year-old son, they were searching through his car and found several improvised explosive devices as well as signs of support for ISIS. Officials are also investigating why the pair took a trip to the Philippines in recent weeks. Police named the 50-year-old father, Asaji Akram. He was shot and killed by police. His son was injured and remains hospitalized. Now, since October 7th, 2023, Australia has seen a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. The victims on Sunday ranged in age from 10 to 87 years old.
One of the victims was a survivor of the Holocaust. A potential terrorist attack on New Year's Eve is blocked. Here's Fox's Kevin Cork.
The FBI and DOJ and others naming four individuals alleged members of a radical extremist pro-Palestinian group who were apparently planning a New Year's Eve bombing. Not just one, but several across the Southland. Three of the four arrested accused of bringing bomb-making materials to a campsite in the Mojave Desert for testing. The alleged planned attacks were intended to be coordinated across five separate locations again throughout the Southland. Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley identifying the individuals as Audrey Carroll, Zachary Aaron Page, Dante Gaffield, and Tina Lai.
The group also was reportedly planning an attack on ICE agents and vehicles. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. We are at 27 degrees. Eight alleged narco-terrorists were killed Monday in U.S. strikes on three suspected drug vessels in the Eastern Pacific. U.S. Southern Command said in a social media post that the strikes, among about two dozen conducted in the region since early September, were ordered by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The alleged gunman behind Saturday's mass shooting at Brown University remains on the run. Fox's C.B. Cotton has the latest from the campus of Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island.
Since the shooting, all remaining classes and exams have been canceled and students are free to leave. But the ones that have remained, well, they're being asked to stay vigilant. We are now well past the 48-hour mark since the gunfire, and this manhunt is only intensifying. Investigators releasing new images of the person of interest, described as a man about 5'8", with a stocky build. Investigators say he should be considered armed and dangerous. And even though he's wearing a mask, the FBI has put up a $50,000 reward, hoping someone will recognize him.
The attack left two people dead and nine injured. All of the people shot in the attack were students. Former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin loses another round in court versus the New York Times.
Palin's bid for a new libel trial against the Times has been denied by a federal judge who also refused Palin's request to recuse himself. A jury last April for a second time found that the newspaper did not libel Palin in a 2017 editorial. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered a new trial after the same judge in 2022 said he planned to dismiss the lawsuit while the jury was deliberating. Palin sued the Times after they published an editorial claiming she contributed to an atmosphere of violence before a gunman badly wounded then-Democrat Congresswoman Gabby Giffords while killing six others in Arizona. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A dog that disappeared from a California home in 2021 is found tied to a fence in Michigan.
It's been nearly 5 years since Choco disappeared from his home in Sacramento. His owners had long ago given up hope of ever seeing him again, but had thought about him often. But then the dog was found tied to a fence at a shelter in Lincoln, Michigan, more than 2,000 miles away. Reunited with his owners because they had microchipped him. How he managed his cross-country trek remains a mystery only known to Choco. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
NSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, traffic, well, we've got traffic volume still fairly light, decent traffic conditions out there, just a couple of areas to watch for. And we do have a stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg between Hillside and Oliver. Just be aware that's there right now. It's not really causing any problems. And neither is the stalled out vehicle we've got northbound, the I-235. And it is right there at the exit to Seneca down there in South Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Watch out for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and milder. High 54, southwest wind 5 to 15. A few clouds and 32 tonight. Mostly sunny skies, turning partly cloudy on Wednesday. High 57. A little bit of rain on Thursday morning, then very windy and cooler. High temperature 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at just 5 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning on December 16th. We had a sunny, breezy, warmer day across South Central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 49 degrees, normal high 46, so we were 3 degrees above normal yesterday. On this date in 1988, Fairbanks, Alaska reported record warm temperatures, as the high was a balmy 41 degrees, which was 43 degrees above normal. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey!
This time of year in Alaska, it's none too pleasant.
You'll take a 40-degree day in December there.
Yeah. Today is Steve and Ted Show number 7077.
7077. So it's MASH Day.
Yeah, I guess so.
For Steve and Ted.
You can do MASH Day. On this day, 252 years ago, 1773, the Boston Tea Party went down when American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard to protest tea taxes. What's that? Boston Tea Party Day.
You ever been there?
Huh? No. I haven't. I haven't been to Boston.
It's not water anymore. It's been filled in over the years, so you can't even.
Oh, really? Where they did that?
Imagine, oh, this is where the ship was. It's just land.
Oh, wow. Okay. A Maryland man did a favor for a relative and was rewarded with a scratch-off lottery ticket that turned out to be a $100,000 winner. The Silver Spring man told Maryland lottery officials he recently received a call from a relative he had been helping out. The relative selected a $10 double your money game from the Exxon station in Silver Spring, and the man asked his relative to scratch the ticket for him while still on the phone. And he revealed that initially it seemed to be a $100 prize, but then it turned out the relative had missed 3 zeros. The ticket was a $100,000 winner.
Oh.
It's a little bit of an accident. He helped out somebody, and something good happened. A stray comet from another star swings past Earth this week in one last hurrah before racing back toward interstellar space. Discovered over the summer, the comet known as 31 Atlas will pass within 167 million miles of our planet Friday. That's a long ways, but it's the closest it gets in its grand tour of the solar system. NASA continues to aim its space telescopes at the visiting ice ball, estimated to be between 1,400 feet and 3.5 miles in size. But it's fading as it exits, so now's the time for backyard astronomers to catch it in the night sky with their telescopes, if you can.
And, of course, you said that's a long way away, but relatively speaking, that's close-ish.
Well, space talk, you know.
Yeah.
A million here, a million there. Pretty certain they're right in your neighborhood, huh? Okay. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNS. What do we got going? Oh, we have something coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're going to be speaking with a new basketball coach. I say new. He's not that new, is he, Ted?
Well, he's in his third year.
He's in his third year, but that's new to me. Paul Mills is going to be with us this morning.
Good.
Talk about round
we'll
ball.
We'll talk shocker hoops.
Shocker hoops. That'll be around 8:10 this morning here with Steve and Ted. And it is the holiday season, and Taco Bell is celebrating with something special for you each Friday. We'll be at a Taco Bell to randomly select the winner of $98 cash. Got two more Fridays to go to. Could be you celebrating holidays.
No, you just have one more Friday to go.
After this Friday?
This Friday and then Monday.
Oh, it's
the
a
22nd.
Monday. That's right. It's a Monday.
We've got to get this all done before Christmas.
It's a Friday on a Monday then. Okay.
Yeah, so we got, you'll have two Taco Bell appearances, Friday and Monday.
Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one coming up is going to be in the 11,000 block of East Kellogg Drive. And it's cash from Taco Bell at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm going to be there in the noon hour.
Okay.
And you could be the person who gets the $98 in cash and make you even an even better Christmas than you thought.
Yeah, that'll be a nice little Christmas bonus for somebody.
Yeah. Steve and Ted in the morning here now, 6:16. Let's go ahead and check leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll be talking pro football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. It's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, last night, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had that big surgery on his injured left knee.
Will Patrick Mahomes be ready to play at the start of next season? The Chiefs quarterback had surgery yesterday to repair his torn ACL suffered Sunday, as well as repair the LCL in his left knee. Packers pass rusher Micah Parsons also has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of this season. I'm Jared Max.
Surgery last night was performed on Patrick Mahomes by Dr. Dan Cooper. He is the Dallas Cowboys head team physician. And you're looking at recovery time of somewhere about 9 months for rehab and recovery, which, that's accurate, would put us around mid-September, very beginning of next season. We'll see how that all plays out. You know another guy that had ACL surgery at about this same age?
No.
Tom Brady. Then he won 4 Super Bowls after
that.
This is not a sentence that your career is over. You know, Tom Brady came back and won multiple Super Bowls after having ACL surgery in his early 30s. So I'm sure Patrick Mahomes will be just as dedicated to coming back and being a productive player in the league again after this surgery that was performed last night. We got college men's basketball up in Lawrence tonight. 17th-ranked Kansas hosting Towson, coming here from the Baltimore area. KU has won 5 out of its last 6. Jayhawks are a 17.5-point favorite coming into this one tonight. First meeting in 12 years between the Tigers and the Jayhawks. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight up in Lawrence at Allen Fieldhouse, nationally televised on ESPN2. We have some day basketball here in town today, if you'd like to check that out. The Wichita State women are at home today at 11 o'clock this morning at Coke Arena, hosting Oral Roberts on a school kids' day. Thousands of very loud school kids will be at that game today, as the Shockers are going for their second straight win. Oral Roberts comes in with 3 wins in a row. That'll tip off at 11 o'clock today at Coke Arena. And then on the west side today, we have a women's men's doubleheader for Newman. The women play first at 1 o'clock, and then the men play at 3 o'clock. The Newman men play Southwest Baptist. Newman men have won 2 of their last 3, and they are 4-2 on home court this season. Both those teams have winning records, Newman and Southwest Baptist, so we got some day basketball, if you'd like to check that out. 10 years ago on this day, former Wichita Wranglers first baseman Tukey Spann passed away at the age of 48. Played for the Wranglers in 93, batted .274 that year. Never made it above AAA. The guy was a college star at Tulane, where he was a double star. He was a football and a baseball star at Tulane. And he had a nice year with the Wranglers in 93, but never made it past AA. Tukey Spann, he passed away 10 years ago today, at the age of 48. Pretty good Kansas City Royals baseball birthday today. Alcides Escobar is 39 years old today, infielder for the Royals. Born in Venezuela, played 13 years in the big leagues and 1 year in Japan. His longest stint by far was his 8 years with the Kansas City Royals. And, of course, he was a big part of the Royals when they got him in a trade from the Milwaukee Brewers as part of the Zach Greinke trade, former Wichita Wrangler. And Alcides Escobar had some very productive years with the Royals, including the year they won the World Series in 2015. He was an all-star that year. The Royals won the World Series that year. To get to the World Series, he was the American League Championship Series MVP against the Toronto Blue Jays, batted .478 against the Blue Jays in the ALCS.
Good gravy.
He won a gold glove that year at shortstop. And then in game one of the World Series against the Mets, he hit an inside-the-park home run. That was the first time that had been done in the World Series in 86 years.
Wow.
Happy birthday to a guy that got his nice World Series ring with the Royals, Alcides Escobar. It's his birthday. He is 39 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager.
Bock?
A cold beer that will give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all 3 WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn. West at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. More good news about coffee. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 27 degrees. A Harvey County jury has found a 63-year-old Newton man guilty on 8 counts of child sex crimes, including rape and indecent liberties. These crimes involved victims younger than 14. Specifically, the jury convicted James Everett on 4 counts of rape, 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and 2 counts of aggravated criminal sodomy. Now, the Harvey County Attorney's Office says Everett faces a life sentence with a minimum of 25 years in prison on each count, lifetime post-release supervision, and lifetime registration as a sex offender. Everett's sentencing is set for February 13th.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss changes to Douglas Avenue. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The Douglas Street redesign, which is the road diet on Douglas. And again, that was not my vision or my plan, but I believe the city has much more pressing street issues that should be addressed first. So I really just want to hear from the community.
Wu commenting during Mondays with the Mayor here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A Republican New York City councilwoman is calling for the expulsion of Muslims following the terrorist attack on Australia's Bondi Beach.
Vicky Palladino is getting pushback for her remarks made on social media, taking down the posts after outrage from other local officials, including Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, who is a Muslim. He is calling the comments Islamophobic. City Controller Brad Lander is calling for Palladino to be censured. Palladino says the reaction is an attack on her First Amendment rights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The FDA says the big retailers didn't act fast enough to pull products from shelves during an outbreak of botulism linked to baby formula.
The FDA has sent letters to Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons saying the companies continued to sell ByHeart infant formula for days or weeks despite a recall issued November 11th of all products. More than 50 babies in 19 states have gotten sick, but there have been no deaths. The formula was found at Target stores in 20 states well after the recall began. The FDA says the companies failed to provide it with evidence that corrective actions have been put in place despite multiple requests. Walmart says no ByHeart formula was sold after the recall. Albertsons says the company worked closely with suppliers and regulators to remove the products from stores. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
The Trump administration has launched a new website, MerryChristmas.gov.
It's designed to celebrate the federal government's contributions that have helped weave the fabric of the nation. Its first posting celebrating the Works Progress Administration's poster program during the Great Depression to cultivate encouraging messages amid the strife. The website will also offer additional government highlights every day through Christmas, posting, "Consider it a small holiday reminder of what America can build together." Earlier this month, the White House posted on social media the president had declared, "We're saying Merry Christmas again." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Watch out for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and milder. High 54, southwest wind 5 to 15. A few clouds and 32 tonight. Mostly sunny skies, turning partly cloudy on Wednesday, high 57. A little bit of rain on Thursday morning, then very windy and cooler, high temperature 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now partly cloudy, 27 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Approximately 1 hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. We do that every Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Again, that's around 7:35 this morning. Today's stray of the day from the Kansas Humane Society is Daniel. We're teaming up with the Kansas Humane Society to help local pets this season. KHS is a list of items they are requesting, and you can see the full list and today's featured pet on our Facebook page. Thanks to XY and 316 Pet Supplies for supporting the 12 Strays of Christmas. Daniel, by the way, is a 37-pound dog, and so, you know, see, this is not a,
a little dog you can keep on your lap. Just know that about Daniel. He's a good size. Looks like a pretty strong fellow. All right, today is Tuesday, December 16th, and it was on this date 31 years ago in 1994. Dumb and Dumber was released, starring Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey as Harry Dunn and Lloyd Christmas. What do you think of that movie?
It's not for me.
Okay. I've several places I thought it was pretty funny. And then it's kind of, you know, became kind of obvious. And you know, but I don't know. I like your characters.
It's a big hit. Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. Dumber. Well, a total of 1,435 couples lock lips under festive springs in Washington, D.C., to break the Guinness World Record for the most couples kissing underneath the mistletoe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The downtown D.C. Business Improvement District, which organized the attempt, said in a news release that the Saturday event at Anthem Row officially broke the record of 480 couples, which was set in St. Louis in 2019. They broke it by quite a bit there. Quite a bit.
How many they got?
1,435 as opposed to 480. They beat it by a long
shot. Sure did.
Think we could beat that record here if we could find that many people who'd want to kiss under the mistletoe?
Find about 3,000 people that want to do that.
Only if there's
set the record.
Only if you can park close and there's a T-shirt.
Exactly.
There you go. Stop. Stop. Let's see here. Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year for 2025? Slop. As in AI slop. They define it as digital content of low quality that is produced, usually in quantity, by means of artificial intelligence. AI content got so cheap and easy this year, it's unavoidable now. From cookie-cutter writing full of botched facts to that fun video your dad sent out and an old lady in a sled crashing into a fence. AI slop is everywhere. They say they picked it because it managed to sum up the problems in just four letters.
Well, the word of the year is a word I will never use.
Slop. Well, you might. Slop.
Yeah.
What is this slop I'm eating, Mom? There you go.
Well, it is pretty pervasive. I've seen it all over. It's awful.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. I just want to spend just a moment here this morning to recall something that happened in our community 25 years ago yesterday, right, Ted? In the year 2000, a quadruple homicide. The second one in, 3 days?
We had two quadruple homicides in early December.
This 2000. One on 29th in Greenwich, and it involved four young people, a high school teacher, a financial services person, a preschool teacher, and a man who was going to become a priest. They were tied up, abused, robbed, and shot by two guys two Pearsons who went to prison for it, the Carr brothers. You remember that morning? I do.
I'll never forget it.
What are your memories of that morning?
I remember it was bitter cold. Mm-hmm. And, I came in the building to begin work, and I ended up running into our coworker, Bill Knowles, a guy that you reminded me you had sent him out to the scene to cover it in the middle of the night. And I know when I came in and I saw the look on Bill's face that something was really, really wrong. And he had been listening to the police scanner all night long and hearing these horrific details coming in. It was a terrible, terrible day.
Well, I think I heard the initial call as well.
Yeah.
There was a young woman who showed up at somebody's door covered with blood, and it went downhill from there. Oh, awful. Very snowy day, very cold day. And eventually, the Carr brothers went to prison, and they're still there.
Still there.
And we want to keep them there. All right. What a terrible day, though.
Awful.
Four really fine young people. Yeah. And just 8 days before that, four other young people.
We had another quadruple murder here in town in the span of 8 days.
Wow.
It was a bad time for Wichita.
It was. That was in 2000, 25 years ago yesterday. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities report this morning with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Trading Monday was two-sided for our cattle complex, as most contracts also saw three session lows. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle did close on the positive side, and last week's cash cattle trade was higher, of Kansas at $230, Nebraska $228.26. Yesterday, Oklahoma City's feeder auction had a run of 8,500 head, Joplin, Missouri had 11,000 head, and the prices were called two-sided. Now, Friday is our monthly cattle and feed report, and lean hogs yesterday traded and closed two-sided. At the close, Feb live cattle $1 higher at $230.55, Jan feeders up 82 cents at $339.92, and Feb lean hogs 67 cents lower at $83.85. Now, Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans continue to trend down with new lows for the current slide. The monthly NOPA soybean crush was 216 million bushels, which was below the trade's estimate and also last month's record high. Oil World is suggesting U.S. soybean stocks may go as high as 500 million bushels, and overnight, wheat futures made new lows for the current slide, and crude oil is the lowest since early May. At the moment, March KC wheat down 2.5 cents at 509.5, March corn down a penny and a quarter at 438.5, January beans down a penny at 1070.75. January crude oil 92 cents lower at $55.90, Feb gold down $16.5 at 4,319. December S&P down 3 points at 6,820. March dollar index 19 cents lower at $97.77. And December Dow Jones futures 11 points lower at 48,450. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, of course, you're up to your eyeballs in the commodity trading every day. What's been going on with crude oil the past couple of weeks?
Well, we do not have a shortage of it right now here in the U.S. or in the world. It's kind of like our grain market. Plentiful supplies out there. Demand's not enough to help pull it up. We have not seen any more concerns about what's going on over in the Black Sea area with the Russians and the Ukrainians fighting and causing disruptions in oil movement. So we've been seeing the market work its way lower.
All right, so it hasn't collapsed and it isn't soaring. Okay.
Exactly. And we're seeing gas prices also come down at the same time.
Yeah. Gas prices have been pretty good, I guess, right?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. And, of course, Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. And just a few minutes away from Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Don says, buying a home abroad, what you need to know.
Aha!
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the Morning now. KNSS 646 here on a Tuesday morning. Steve and Ted, show number 7077, and it's 27 degrees. Three big things. Wichita City Council will hold a second reading on sales tax vote ordinance today. One person dead after a house fire in Hutchinson. Son is arrested after actor-director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle found dead in their California home. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, taking a look at those traffic cameras, seeing what looks to be maybe a little bit of very light fog here and there. Doesn't appear to be too bad, but it is in the forecast, so visibility could be an issue. Traffic volumes are starting to pick up, but really the only place it's slowing down, that road construction northbound on K-15, right around I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Patchy fog, then partly sunny today with a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 54 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Justice Department is suing a Virginia County School Board, alleging it denied Christian students equal protection.
This is Fox on Justice. The Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the Loudoun County School Board in Northern Virginia. The district pursued disciplinary action against two male high school students who had taken issue with having to share their locker room with a female student who identifies as male. Back in March, that transgender student recorded the boys' reactions. The audio you're going to hear was provided to attorneys by the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office.
I'm so uncomfortable with a girl, not female, bro. Despite the fact that recording is not allowed inside of locker rooms, the Loudoun County School District penalized two of the boys involved for violating its controversial 80-20 policy that recognizes gender identity over biological sex. The Justice Department alleges that the school's policy directly conflicts with the students' right to religious expression. The Loudoun County School District has not publicly commented on the DOJ lawsuit, but previously argued that the locker room video only captured a moment in what was a pattern of harassing behavior. Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Wall Street begins the week on the downside.
A choppy trading session with the major averages kicking off the new trading week lower, with tech stocks again weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ as investors continue to worry about an AI bubble. Investors are also cautious ahead of key economic data this week. The November jobs report will be released, and also October's retail sales figures. These reports were delayed due to the government shutdown. Also later in the week, November's consumer price index report. The Dow winners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Honeywell. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 41 points, the NASDAQ lower by 138, S&P 500 down 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Buying a home abroad, what you need to know. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, a second home overseas, that feels exciting to me.
Oh, yeah.
But buying property outside the United States comes with rules and realities that can surprise even seasoned homeowners. Now, try testing the dream first. Foreign housing markets operate differently. Listings may not be advertised. Infrastructure may vary wildly, and neighborhoods often change with the seasons. Renting first helps you decide if the romance matches reality. Now, knowing the rules, because countries set strict home ownership policies for foreigners. Switzerland limits foreign-owned properties. Australia and Canada add surcharges or restrictions. And Mexico requires coastal ownership through a bank trust called a fideicomiso.
Yeah.
There you go. Understanding these details early can save headaches later. Buying a home abroad doesn't give you the right to stay indefinitely either. Tourist visa typically allows stays of only a few months at a time, while residency visas require paperwork, proof of income, and often health insurance, and of course keeping them up. You have to check in once a year. U.S. lenders seldom finance foreign homes, and local banks may require a credit history that you don't have. Many buyers pay cash or use U.S. credit lines, exposing them to currency swings. Renovations and ongoing costs like insurance, property taxes, and maintenance can add up pretty quickly. Inheritance laws also differ abroad, and some countries don't recognize trusts. A local will coordinated with your U.S. estate plan can prevent disputes and delays, so you got to think about that. Buying abroad can be wonderful. It's a lifestyle as a lifestyle choice, but it's not simple. Work with professionals who understand the tax, legal, and residency rules on both sides of the border. With the right team, that overseas getaway can become more than a dream. It can become home. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Have you, as clients, obviously, you don't have to be specific, but you've had any clients who've actually retired and gone to live overseas?
Let me tell you about Fred and Joan. No, I'm kidding. yes, well, I do actually have clients who have done that, and a handful of them.
Really?
A few have residences over there where they just own property and they spend a lot of time there. And I do have two couples in particular that just pulled up stakes and completely moved over there. And, you know, they have to abide by all these rules. One client is in Thailand and has to go once a year up to the border, step over the border, get a stamp, step back in, and then has people who take care of other visa requirements. And every country has different rules for where you can stay and what you can own and how much you can own and how you pay for it and all the rest of that.
Okay, let's talk about something that's pretty serious, and that is because your background, of course, in media and movies and TV, and Ted, we're very interested in these kinds of things. Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner.
Kind of a career. That, what are they talking about in their career? He's got started as Meathead. He did not get started as Meathead on All in the Family. Ted, was he not in The Russians Are Coming? The Russians Are Coming. Wasn't he the kid?
Was
in that?
He in that?
Well, his dad, yeah, was the star of that movie, and I think he was, think he one, was of the kid. He was one of the kids. Yeah.
Wow.
And wasn't he also on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah,
he probably was.
Another
yeah.
thing that his dad well, was his dad, heavily involved with.
Right. His dad would show half of his face as the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he produced and directed in some pretty good, pretty big hits.
Some films that sort of turned things on edge. I mean, Harry Met Sally is sort of it's more than just a romance. I mean, it's sort of a twist there, you know. It's a lot different than a lot of those other rom-coms.
Did he do Sleepless in Seattle?
I don't think so.
Okay. No. Stand By Me, that was his, wasn't
yep.
it? Yeah, but no, an amazing director.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Director, yeah, raised in the industry. I mean, right. Apparently the son who's been charged with his... You know, with his murder is somebody who had some troubled past. That's and he had worked good. With and helped him direct and helped him get a project off the ground. So
okay. That's tragedy.
Tremendous tragedy.
All right. Steve and Ted of the Morning here today is, on another note, a happier note today, is Stupid Toy Day.
Okay.
We have a special day for stupid toys. Mr. Potato Head, Beanie Babies, Pet Rock.
Mr. Potato Head's not stupid.
I don't think it is either. I think it's highly intellectual.
And Pet Rock's not really a toy.
Okay.
It's more of a collectible.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
I guess I'm being stupid with my stupid toys then.
You know, it was stupid.
What about Slinkies? There's a stupid toy.
Slinkies were fun, but they frustrate the heck out of me because the early metal ones, every single time they get a kink in them and they were worthless.
Yeah, they're fun for about 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Well, see, I think we part ways on this, but I Etch-A-Sketch drove me crazy.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. And you love it. And I don't know why.
Oh, fantastic.
Did you ever have a pair of Rocket shoes?
Rocket shoes. No,
these things would never be allowed. It'd be like a bag of glass now.
Why?
Oh, no, they were steel shoes that had a leather
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Strap on them, you'd put your feet in them, adjustable, and then it had springs.
Oh!
And then a steel plate on the bottom.
That's what they were
with
called?
Some rubber on it, yeah, that would wear off in about 30 seconds, and you'd try to bounce, and
nope.
And boy, that a good way to kill yourself.
I think maybe one of the kings of stupid toys would have to be electric football.
Ooh. I'm with you on that.
Oh, man.
What? You mean like a video game?
No. You lined up these little guys on this metal board and turn this thing on, and they start vibrating and going in different directions.
Oh, gosh.
All the little pieces just kind of fall over.
Yeah.
How about Rock'em Sock'em Robot thing?
Classic. You know?
Yeah, those were great.
Stupid Toy Day. All right. There you go.
Operation.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Wheelchair fingers.
Check with you again tomorrow morning.
Don't touch the sides.
Stephen Ted in the morning here, coming up in 7 o'clock. Our top of the hour news this morning. All the news for you with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.